All right, now we can actually talk about the schedule with Jolene Shepherdson here of the USF volleyball team. I know that you had an idea it was going to be slimmer than the normal schedule, but seeing matches coming soon has still got to be exciting for you.
Oh, yeah, 100%. We're looking forward to competing. It's half of a typical schedule.
Right.
You know, we average around 28 matches, and so it's down to 14, but couldn't be more grateful to do that. And with such a young squad, it's honestly just a blessing to compete this year. They're anxiously awaiting, because the fall we did get to train a lot, and we embraced like every second of that training, and so I feel like the reward, right, is at the end of the rainbow. It's like finally competition time. And yeah, so we're striving to be healthy. They're stoked to be back. They're in shape. Like when they came back here, I'm very proud of that and that mindset, and they're ready to go. They're ready to compete.
You mentioned the mindset, knowing when you started practicing and started training and how far off the season, which now finally is here, was. Has it been a challenge to keep them focused? Because I think it would be.
I think we're a little bit different right now. Our current state of mind, because we're so new.
Okay.
So it didn't seem to drain the girls too much. We just got right back at it, because we had so much to learn from each other, about each other, about my systems. So to be honest, they didn't really like dwell on that too much. Of course, they were sad. Like, you know, we're all competitors. They want to play. But they got so much better in the fall, like just training together. So now that they're back on campus, I'm sure it's way worse, right? That taste of like, but it's not too long. It's, you know, the 22nd, we're on the road, but then we turn around and we're at home on the 23rd. So it's very unique to play back-to-back.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about that, because I was ready for the back-to-back thing and playing a team twice, but in two different cities. Was there some sort of relationship with UNF? Because to even agree with that is pretty impressive to me.
Yeah, we were honestly trying to get matches. And it's not easy with just all the different conference rules in relation to COVID, but also to what availability some of these other conferences are allowing their teams to play. So it couldn't be far. Like, I wanted it in driving distance, somebody that could meet our criteria with all the health regulations with COVID. UNF was a great option where we could go to them and quickly and come play us, you know. And then thankfully, Florida Gulf Coast is coming up to play us back-to-back. You know, good of them. We don't have to split those, you know, home and away. And then another, you know, kind of out of conference, the East Division is Tulane.
Right.
So I was able to throw in another conference opponent there. Good competition to see more about our conference.
Now, as we're talking about the conference, you know, haven't gotten to see anybody except for maybe watching old stuff, but it's pretty straightforward this year.
Yeah.
Finishing in the top two in your division, so you're looking at teams like Cincinnati and UCF. Where do you think you guys can fit in? Because you're not going to know until you see it for the first time, but start to formulate an idea.
I know, we've been watching a lot of old video, but we also will look at the, you know, more updated stuff as we get into it. I think we're going to be fairly competitive. I mean, we're a young squad. We're learning each other, and we're learning, like I mentioned, all the new ways I run stuff. But I think we have some very good competitors that will step up to the plate and really enjoy good competition that we have in the American Conference. We have Temple up first, and they have some talented players. So I think every match is going to be fun. It's going to be competitive. I hope we can have some people in here to kind of help that environment to take Temple down. Thankfully, it's at home right away. And then we do go on the road against Eastern Carolina, and they have a new head coach as well. So, you know, that's going to be a battle, a little bit of unknown on both in both parties. And then we got Cincinnati to come here.
That's
so
good.
It's a little bit of an advantage, you know, being home. And they're a little bit of a new roster as well. So
we
honestly,
checked, and Jordan Thompson's not on that, right?
Correct.
Sure. Okay, she didn't get a fifth year or
she's
anything like that.
She's playing pro and on the national team.
Yeah, just had to be sure.
But they still have some talented players that have come in, a little bit new. But I feel like we're on equal ground in a sense of those new players had to learn their ways there.
Sure.
So, and now we got a bunch of new players and new coach. And then we got to go over to UCF. And you know what, though? We have all season to prepare for that.
I was going to say, I like the way it ends.
It ends. So we hope to go out there with a big bang and finish strong and get into the conference tournament.
All right, last thing, you talk about how you run things. You know, you've been a head coach before, so this isn't brand new, but still, are you eager to see how it's going to turn out for that first official match?
Oh, yeah, I know. It's always fun to the anticipation of seeing everything come together, the chemistry of the team, like how they respond to pressure, how fun they're handling, like the strategies and stuff. I like to make up changes and we do a lot of video and come in well prepared, and I want to see them be able to handle that mentally, where they're handling their own game, but they're also able to look across the net and make competitive decisions and communicate that to each other. It's a lot to ask, you know. It's like three big things, like, you know, playing well in their own minds, working with their teammates, and also taking care of their opponent. So it's a very mature athlete's mentality to do that, but that's what I'm going for. We're setting our standards high, and I think you get higher results when you set your standards high.
Well, those listening probably could hear it in your voice, but I could see it in your eyes. You're ready to go, Jolene. Thank you.
Thank you.